Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna make a do with a do, baby.
Now, baby, I just wanna take your freaking clothes off. Kiss your body while I take your freaking clothes off. Leave them heels on while I take your clothes off. Leave them lights on, let me see you go on.
Baby, that's my body calling your name. Baby, that's your body doing the same.
So act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Now what you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, lift them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up. What you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. You wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired of. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, lift them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up.
Now baby, holla at me, tell me what you're missing. I can put in work in every position. From the
kitchen table,
black women and, you know what I'm saying, what black women need to do
You know what I'm saying? Stepping their game up for 2014, you know what I mean? So big shout-out to everybody that called in yesterday, you know what I'm saying, and finally got the Kenny Black story straightened out, you know what I mean? And, you know, so yesterday was a good show. It is 49 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The high of 70 degrees today. We're going to be, like, in the 70s for the rest of the week, you know what I'm saying? So you know, we out here, I know around the world, it's I know in New Orleans they just shut down the schools for 1 week because of it's so cold and everything, you know what I'm saying? I know I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, you know what I'm saying, and I know it's cold as hell out there right now, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's out there in the D-Town, you know what I'm saying? People out here on the West Coast don't know what it's like to wake up with your car froze in the morning or, you know, 10 to 12 inches of snow in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So that's the stuff that I grew up with, being out there in the D, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to everybody out there in Detroit getting up. I know East Coast is already up. East Coast, stand up. You know what I'm saying? If you got anything to say this morning, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Just up this morning, you got your boy Fat Man live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Good morning, everybody. You know what I'm saying? This morning on local news out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? It's like the Nevada jobless rate is declining. Vegas is rising. You know what I'm saying? Out here right now, they're saying that it's a lot of job openings out here right now. It says the Nevada unemployment rate went down 9% in November to 8.8% in December, the lowest it's been since 2008. Nevada Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation says the state's jobless rate is steadily declining. This is a very positive sign. We still have a long way to go, but it's a very positive sign. Yes, it is. If you're out there working, or if anybody is out there blessed enough to have a job and be able to work, you know what I'm saying? You need to get your ass up, wake your ass up, and take your ass to work, because there's a lot of us out here wish they had a job, and wish they had a job to go to this morning, or any morning at that fact, so they can help finish taking care of their families. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, taking care of the families. But today's topic, not to stray off local news, but today's topic is we need to save our kids from these predators. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we grew up knowing about monsters and the boogeyman. You know, Big Mama used to tell us all the time, the boogeyman gonna come get you, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And we grew up knowing about monsters and boogeymen and things like that. And I see we still have monsters and boogeymen prevalent to this day. I was reading an article, a very disturbing article about the director, the video director that directed the first Fugees video. You know, he directed that video and everything, but now he's just been sentenced to 90 years in prison on Friday. He was found guilty. Now, this is what this monster, this boogeyman, because this is what he is. He's a monster. He's a fucking boogeyman. You know what I'm saying? It says, in this disturbing case, award-winning music producer and video director, I can't pronounce his name. It must be something, Aswad Ainde or whatever. You know, he was 55 years old, of Paterson, New Jersey, who directed the Fugees' 1996 smash hit Killing Me Softly, was sentenced to 90 years in prison on Friday after being found guilty of fathering six children with his own daughters. Not daughter, but daughters, okay? This means more than one. This means this guy was having sex with his own daughters and fathered six children. It says, former wife, Andes, I can't pronounce the name, A-Y-I-N-D-E is his last name, Ainde, I guess so. Former wife said he was trying to create a pure family bloodline by impregnating his daughters. He even claimed during a pretrial hearing that the world was going to end and it was just going to be him and his offsprings, and he was the chosen one. Okay. It was also revealed that he began having intercourse with his second daughter from the time she was 8 years old, impregnating her four times. Okay. This is what I'm talking about. We need to, you know, ladies and men, we need to really be careful on who we're dealing with, who we're talking to, who we calling our boyfriend, who we calling our girlfriend, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Because stuff like this does not make any sense whatsoever, all right? This is what we call a boogeyman, all right? This man has been impregnating his children, his own daughters, all right, since the age of 8 years old. Six children, okay, from his own daughters. That's some nasty shit. You know what I'm saying? Somebody like that needs to be strapped to a tree, needs to have a firing squad in front of them, and you need to set that motherfucker, you need to burn that motherfucker alive, okay? This is just my personal thought, all right? You know what I'm saying? And, you know I know I've been getting a lot of comments about my thoughts and things like that, you know what I'm saying, during the morning show and stuff like that, and people figuring that I'm talking about them and being putting out subliminals. Look here, I've been in radio and media for going on over 20-something years. I don't have to hide behind nothing. I don't have to sugarcoat anything, and I don't have to bite my tongue when I speak. When I talk because of experience. I talk because of what I see. I report what I see. If people out there feel that Fat Man is picking on them or singling them out from what I say and everything like that, then you shouldn't be guilty. Only people that thinks like that is people that has a guilty conscience. I don't have a guilty conscience because I don't worry about the thoughts and the negativity that's being put out on Facebook. I don't let that shit faze me. You know what I'm saying? But I do pay attention to shit like this because I have a four-year-old daughter. You know what I'm saying? I got nieces, okay? All of my nieces, you know, are under 10 years old. You know what I'm saying? And things like this, it just bothers the hell out of me. As a man, as a black man, because this is another black man who's out here committing these type of crimes and who's out here literally being a monster to children. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, 8:13 a.m., live from Las Vegas, Nevada. If you got anything to say about this or you have an opinion or something like that, we need to stop sitting back. We need to stop sitting back, listening to everybody, and sit back and stand up, step forward, and say something. If you see something going on in a neighborhood or something like that, then you need to be able and be man or woman enough to say something about it. Don't hide behind back when they used to say, don't hide behind your skirt back in the day. That's what Big Mama used to say. Don't hide behind your skirt. In men's cases, they say, you know, don't tuck your tail and run. You know what I'm saying? Because that could be your daughter. That could be my daughter. That could be anybody's daughter. That could be anybody's kid. And we're not just excluding, and we're not just talking about women. This happens to little boys, too. You know what I'm saying? And it's something that's going on out here, and we need to really address it. You know, we got kids killing kids. We got kids committing heinous crimes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, capital murder type shit going on. You know, right up under our noses. You know what I'm saying? And people seem to want to turn and look the other way. I don't understand it, but we're going to talk about it today. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, 8:14 a.m., live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Like I said, if you want to sound off on this topic, hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. 8810. No, people ain't going to sound off on this topic because it's not dealing with drama. It's not dealing with music. It's not dealing with what the fuck I can do for somebody or what I'm doing for somebody or anything like that. But when we have intelligent conversation like this, this is where I see where people's mindsets is. This is where the tests come at to see where you artists, you so-called artists and music artists are and everything like that. Everything is not always about music, and it's not always about your music. It's not always about your journey. It's not always about your struggle. We got little children out here who can't even speak or anything or govern themselves or can't even speak for themselves due to these monsters and these predators. If you watch How to Catch a Predator every Sunday on the CNBC channel, they show us this every Sunday on what's going on these social sites, what's going on the internet. We got to start getting involved in our lives. It takes a village to raise a child. You know what I'm saying? So, we need to learn. Yeah, you're right, sweetie. We need to learn how to govern ourselves. You know what I'm saying? I watched a movie the other day. They had Morgan Freeman playing as God. And one thing he said, you wonder why I can't answer everybody's prayer? It's because the power is within yourself. You have the power to change things. You have the power to make things better. But we tend to look up and we tend to call out, oh, Lord, all the time. Oh, Jesus, save me. And Jesus is telling us to save ourselves. But like I said, it's the Fat Man Morning Show. Wake your ass up. Like I said, hit me up at 347-884-8810. This is a topic everybody need to be aware of, but like I said, I'm going to see who going to call in, and I'm going to see who ain't going to call in, and that just lets me know who's involved and who's keeping up in the neighborhood, in their community, or what's going on, and who's going to turn a blind ear and a blind eye to their community and what's going on. Here's my girl, Jill Scott. If you need somebody to hate on, you damn sure can hate on me. You got your boy Fat Man. The Fat Man Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Let's go.
Just keep going and don't look back. And look forward from where you're at. There's some jealousy in your rear view. Wave hello, hello, hello. Push that pedal to the max. Count that money that's in your lap. Just some jealousy in your rear view. Hello, hello, hello.
Smashing in the fad lane, envy in my rear view, meals in my windshield, keep them in the clear view. Cheers to my partners who got it, we finally did it. And here's to the ones with potential to go and get it. We survived yesterday, foreign ride connoisseurs. Pop and fly today, tomorrow ain't promised to us. Grind hard for dirty money, but our heart's pure. Steady mobbing on these suckers, man, they so funny to us. Broke niggas all smiles when they run into us. Get by theyself, they talking tough, but don't do nothing to us. Call theyself paper chasing when we'll be running to us. You violate the puppet master, get your string pulled. Hustle gang, king team, label me the ringleader. Just showing haters the tail lights of my two-seaters. Two heaters with me in the ride, but I don't need them, no. Left evil behind me, that's where I plan to keep it. Go.
Go in and don't look back. And look forward from where you're at. There's some jealousy in your rear view. Wave hello, hello, hello. Push that pedal to the max. Count that money that's in your lap. Just some jealousy in your rear view. Hello.
I hustle hard, forever shine. Pay haters, no, never mind. Won't stop until we popping bottles at the finish line. Never been the quitting kind. Spirit ain't no killing mine. I'm getting mine. You don't like it, nigga, get in line. So many times I've shown dudes I won't lose. Time precious, but waste yours if you want to. Hate, I made it and you didn't, for that I ain't to blame. Won't change a thing, the circumstance to remain the same. Can't complain, I'm highly favored, my flavor's God-given. So used to hate, appreciation is an odd feeling. Still I stay focused on the millions, trying to dodge prison. Praying, asking for forgiveness, hoping God listen. As far as this and me pimping, go ahead and have a ball. Meanwhile, I'm getting bread, determined to have it all. I'm talking money, sonny, if ain't none of that involved. Why is we conversing? This vehicle ain't reversing. Go.
Go in and don't look back. And look forward from where you're at. There's some jealousy in your rear view. Wave hello, hello, hello. Push that pedal to
show. I'm your boy Fat Man. What's going on, everybody? 824 out here, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? That's my man CeeLo and my man T.I., you know what I'm saying? And Hello, you know what I mean? And earlier before that, we had my girl Jill Scott and Hate on Me. You know, you got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. 825 a.m. out here in Las Vegas. 49 degrees this morning. The high of 70 degrees today. It's going to be the high of 70 degrees tomorrow and 74 on Thursday. You got a lot of stuff going on this morning. We are talking about today's topic is to catch a predator, you know, keeping our kids, letting our kids know about the boogeyman and the boogeyman and monsters, you know what I'm saying? I was speaking on the video director who directed Killing Me Softly, the off the score, the Fugees 1996 hit record was just was just sentenced to 90 years in prison on Friday, he after being found guilty of fathering six children with his own daughters. This is something that's been going on. I know in the news before they had a standoff in L.A., California, with a father who had had his children barricaded in the house and who was having sex, who had killed his stepchildren or something like that, his grandchildren, and he was having sex with his daughters in the house, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they had a big standoff and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, this goes for our black women, white women, black men, white men, all of that. We have to be careful on who we deal with and who we call ourselves taking home, especially if we have children by other, you know, different children by different parents, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So we have to be careful on who we bring home. You know, I have to be careful on who I bring home and introduce to my daughter, you know what I'm saying, for example. You know, I don't introduce my daughter to every woman and any woman and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, me and her mother, we both agree on that. She don't introduce her to just any old man and everything and things like that. We try and stay on the same page with that because you don't want your child to get caught up in shit like this. The first person that's going to let you know a man or a woman is cool to be around with, if they're comfortable to be around with, if they need to be in your life, the two first people that's going to let you know are Jesus and your child. Your child is going to let you know if she likes that man or woman. Your child is going to let you know if they feel comfortable around that man or woman. We all need to start learning the signs of what we hear and see from children. Children are our future. We should let them lead the way, like the song says. But then we get people that are in our society that wants to molest children, that wants to celebrate molesting children. My co-host that's always on the news, that's always on the morning show, around about 9 o'clock. She brings us the nigga news every morning. My co-host, Tara, she's already up and on it this morning. She has posted on my wall a thing called Nebula, okay? North American Man-Boy Love Association. This is in the Wikipedia free encyclopedia, okay? Let's see what this is. North American Man-Boy Love Association, a.k.a. Nebula, is a pedophile and a pedophile advocacy organization in the United States. It works to abolish age of consent laws, criminalizing adult sexual involvement with minors, okay? A campaign for these release of all men who have been jailed on sexual conduct, okay? I mean, are you really fucking kidding me? You mean they've started an American Man-Boy Love Association for pedophiles, which are basically trying to say that pedophiles, we need to pass a law to where sex is consensual at any age. You got to be out of your fucking mind. You know what I'm saying? This campaign's for release of, it says for men to be released, have been jailed for sexual acts with minors that did not involve, I can't even pronounce that name. Some reports, I'll spell it for you, C-O-E-R-C-I-O-N, all right? Circumcision or something like that, or what do they call it? Sodomy or whatever the fuck. Some reports state that the group no longer has regular national meetings, and as of late 1990s, to avoid local police, police infiltration, the organization discourages the formation of local chapters 3 and 4 around 1995. An undercover detective discovered that there were more than 1,000 people on the rolls as of 2005. A newspaper report stated that Nebula was based in New York and San Francisco. Okay, Nebula's logo is the capital M, and the lowercase b symbolizes man and boy, type of unicorporation association founded in 1978. Founder David Thurston headquarters, or David Thurstad headquarters in New York and San Francisco. Area served U.S. focused on pedophile activism and education mission, removing age consent laws. Okay, you know, goals and positions, you know. The website states, in a political and civil rights and educational organization, goal is to end the extreme oppression of men and boy in mutually consensual relationships. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got stuff like this on the internet. This is what we're talking about. This is stuff that can be accessible. If I can access it, and if Miss Tara Tara can access it, you know what I'm saying, then just think what other kid can access this stuff. This is remove the age of consent laws, Nebula, okay? You need to look it up on your Wikipedia. This is what we're talking about. This is our version of how to catch a predator. How to catch a predator is know what the fuck is going on in your house. Know what the hell is going on with your child. Know what the hell your daughter is doing with your grandchild. Know what the hell your son is doing with your grandchild, granddaughter, or grandson, and everything. Everybody's not meant to be a parent. Everybody's not meant to have children. It's just that having children is a beautiful thing, and they're put here on this earth. It is a blessing. You are not supposed to bring children into this world to be your personal slaves. You are not supposed to bring children into this world to do what you're supposed to do. You are not supposed to bring children into this world to help raise your other kids. You got a 9, an 8-year-old, or a 10-year-old young little girl helping raise a fucking 1-year-old, a 2-year-old kid that's her sister or her brother. That is not her responsibility to raise that child. It is the mother's responsibility to get up off her ass and make sure that child is taken care of. All of those children are taken care of. You know what I'm saying? It says the age of consent reform, what Nebula describes as empowerment of youth in all areas, not just sexual. How can you how can you give a youth empowerment and a youth doesn't even know how to take care of himself yet? How can you figure a child can give consensual permission to have sex, and she can't even spell her own name yet? He can't even spell or write his own name yet. And you got these freaky bastards out here that's wanting to have sex with children and should figure that it should be their right and the child's right to have consensual sex with an old, nasty, pedophile, nasty motherfucker. That's all you can call him. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, I don't see my phone lines lighting up today. I don't see my phone lines. I don't see people with comments today. You know, like I said, you can hit me up at 347-884-8810 and voice your opinion on this. Everybody knew about the boogeyman. Big Mama told you about the boogeyman. Big Mama told you about monsters. You know what I'm saying? Big Mama should have explained stranger danger to you. You know what I'm saying? But it seems like we got to go back to the basics. It seems like we got to go back to square one, because a lot of us ain't even up to date. A lot of us ain't even in this year yet. A lot of us are still living in the past. You got to leave the past and come forward to the future. You know, how you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? So how can you tell somebody to avoid these pitfalls if you keep bumping your fucking head and falling in them same fucking pitfalls? How do you expect your child to follow in your footsteps, and you don't even know where your own footsteps have been? People, we need to wake up. We need to wake up because we're supposed to be leading our children. It's like I'm supposed to be leading my daughter. I'm supposed to be leading my sons. Sometimes children get so so grown till they figure they can tell us what to do. And then that's when you have to shake the shit out of a child and shake their little ass and let them know, I run this around here. I pay the cost to be the boss. I am the parent. You are the child. We got a lot of these children out here treating their parents like they're the child. I've never seen a black child ever speak back to his mama without missing some teeth. I've never seen a black young child, a black young girl, or a black young man speak ill to their mother or father and not wake up dead the next morning or within the next 15 minutes. It's not called beating your child. It's called getting respect. It's called teaching your child respect. This is the reason why a lot of these children can't function in society, because they've never been disciplined at home to know what respect is and to know how to respect someone, to know how to respect authority, whether it's police authority, elderly authority, grown-up authority, whatever. We need to learn how to respect authority and respect one another. You know what I'm saying? And then we got, I'm just being told we're going to this link, to this nasty bitch, all right? I think this is Gary, Indiana, or something like that, according in Gary, Indiana, I guess. Gary woman admits to selling baby for sex. Okay? This is something else that's on my wall. A Gary woman admitted this week that she sold a baby 8 times to a Gary man for sex. To a Gary man for sex, was in a room for all the meetings except for the last one. Okay, Natasha Hiller, 25, pleaded guilty in a U.S. District Court in Hammond to the court to one count of selling a child for sex, 2 counts of allowing a child to take part in child pornography. All right, Hiller admits under questioning by her attorney that she met Christopher M. Burr through a dating service in 2011. Y'all hear this shit? She met this motherfucker online through a dating service. Okay, that means dating services. That means media sites, Facebook, Flag, Facebook, Tag, Fling, Tumblr, all of this shit that we use in YouTube, all of this shit that we use in eHarmony, Match.com, all of this shit that we using to try and find our mate, to try and find our soulmate. Jesus said he would send you your mate when he felt that you were ready. You have to keep looking for your mate. He didn't say get on the internet and find your soulmate. But anyway, she met this man, Christopher M. Burr, through a dating service in 2011, and they agreed to meet at her place. That was when Burr stated, Burr started asking her about the 2 children she had access to. You hear this? The 2 children that she had access to, both girls, who were 4 months and 3 years old at the time. So you mean this nasty motherfucker is checking out a 4-month-old little girl and a 3-year-old little girl and asking this nasty bitch, and this is the time when I'll use the word fat, because she's a fat, nasty bitch. I don't never use the word fat in a negative light, but in this light, this fat, nasty bitch needs to be put up under the jail, okay? She letting this motherfucker come up in here and look at these, a 4-month-old and a 3-year-old little girl, okay? The crimes lasted from September 2011 until February 2013. Are you fucking kidding me? This woman let this man molest these girls from September of 2011 until February of 2013. When an acquaintance of Burroughs alerted the FBI that he had been asking to take part in this shit, she agreed with statements by assistance of the U.S. Attorney Jill Costner that she could be seen on images found on Burroughs' computer showing him sexually touching the child with Hillard in the background. So this fat bitch is in the background watching this motherfucker talk, watching this motherfucker touch these women and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? That's some nasty shit. She needs to get put up under the fucking jail behind this shit because this doesn't make any fucking sense. So this woman then gave this man, the okay to pornographically film, touch these children, these little young girls who were 4 months and 3 years old at the time. Okay, she also let Burrow take sexual pictures of the older child at least once, Koster said, her attorney. Koster said that Hillard told law enforcement after she was arrested that she agreed to sell the children to Burrow because she needed money and that Burrow paid her extra for the last encounter to be alone with the child. Hillard said that she didn't know if Burrow then shared those images with other people. He didn't tell me what he was going to do with them, she said. Hillard, who is being held without bond, faces a mandatory minimum sentence of 30 years to life in prison on the counts of selling a child. Burrow is also being held without bond. Has pleaded not guilty in the case. So here go this woman selling her children or selling children that she had access to. Ain't this something? She had access to these children, so she sold them to somebody that she met on a dating service and let this man touch these children. 4 months old and 3 years old. That is fucking disgusting. They need to put her up under the jail. Like I said, they need to take jalapeno peppers and stuff them in her coochie and let them motherfuckers just start baking and this, that, and the other and everything and put some heat to her ass and dump her ass in the motherfucking river. That's what the fuck they need to do to her because that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? You got the fat man up in here, 12:43 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Fat Man Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Like I said, I don't see nobody chiming in on this topic. I don't see nobody calling me, asking me to play whatever, whatever on this topic. You know what I'm saying? It's time to wake the fuck up, people. It's time to wake the hell up because we are losing our children. Our children are going to malls and killing each other. Our children are going to schools and killing each other, doing mass murders. You know, all of this stuff that's going on, it tells you in the Bible. I don't know if anybody's a God-fearing man or woman out there, you know, but I'm a God-fearing man, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, y'all, we need to get our shit together. Tomorrow is not promised to neither one of us, but we got to protect our children. We got to protect the ones can't protect themselves. Children didn't ask to be here. Children is a blessing. It's a blessing to have. We bring children here. We bring children here out of sometimes selfishness. We bring children into this world for self-love and security reasons. Sometimes we bring children into this world for unnecessary reasons. And it's that child that has to deal with the life and all the bullshit that comes with life. So we need to be very, very, very cautious. I am an advocate of the NorPlant. I am an advocate of birth control. And you may get mad at me. In some cases, I am an advocate for abortion because sometimes women get impregnated due to rape, or get impregnated by their fathers, or get impregnated by their brothers, or get impregnated by their uncle. And then those are the times when you have to think about abortion. Because we're not supposed to mix bloodlines like that. You know, this conversation can get real deep. You know what I'm saying? But too many people are going to turn a deaf ear to it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm the type that I meet shit on head on like this. I don't turn a deaf ear to shit because this could be my child. You know what I'm saying? This could be my son. You know what I mean? Or this could be your daughter or your son that you're calling telling me about. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't heard nobody call in yet and this, that, and the other. We're gonna get a comment from my girl Tyra with the Nigga News in just a minute. And we'll be right back with Fat Man's Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. It's time to catch these predators, y'all, and save our children, all right? Here's my man Drake, and I agree with him. Hell yeah, it's time to make a change.
Gotta do what I gotta do. All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait. Or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to fuck, so we took it to go. Told him don't even plate it, and we never talked too much after I blew up. Just only hello her, happy belated. And I think I texted her and told her I made it. And that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I texted her and told her I love it. And right after texted her and told her I'm faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negative to make for better pictures. I learned Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's fucked up, girl, I'm still fucking with you. Damn, is it the fall? Time for me to revisit the past. It's women that called us, albums to drop, this liquor involved, it's stories to tell, we've been through it all. Yeah. Interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my dressing room, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think them niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah. So much for being optimistic. They say love is in the air, so I hold my breath till my face turn purple. Keep a few bad bitches in my circle. My nuts hang like ain't no curfew. Bitch, if you wave, then I will serve you. I flew jet, she flew commercial, but we still met. Later that night, after my session, she came over. I was aggressive and she was sober. I gave her a pill, she started confessing and started undressing and asked me to hold her. And so I did, but that was last month. And now she's texting me asking for closure. Damn, she say this shit gon' catch up to me. I keep tissue paper. We eat each other whenever we at the dinner table. She say she hate that she love me, and she wish I was average. Shit, sometimes I wish the same, and I wish she wasn't married. Promises, I hope I never break them. Met a female dragon, had a fire conversation. But interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my bedroom, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think the niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Fucking right, damn right, alright. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Thank you.
Gas Up Morning Show. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, 8:57 a.m. What's going on, everybody? Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. 49 degrees out here, the high of 70 degrees today. Big shout out to everybody that's rolling with me. You know, today's topic is to catch a predator. You know what I'm saying? If you got anything to say, hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. She said, nice voice. Big shout out to my girl, Paula White Harris. I haven't seen this girl or talked to this girl in so long and everything. So big shout out to her. She is listening to my morning show this morning and everything. Gorgeous woman, gorgeous woman. I ain't seen her in so long, but I'm gonna make sure that me and her get together and stuff like that. We're gonna have to get together and do lunch, sweetie, and catch up on everything. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my girl Paula Harris, who's just listening in, hitting me up this morning, talking about where you been? Where you been? I've been right here, sweetie. I've been right here. I ain't gone nowhere. I've just been busy. Just been real busy. Today's topic is how to catch a predator. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the boogeyman. We're talking about monsters. You know what I'm saying? I have my co-host on the line, which I'll be bringing her in just a second. Tara, she's my co-host. Me and her kind of do we do the nigga news together. She has posted some other things to let me know what's going on out here in the world. It says, Florida woman arrested in Georgia for selling her 6-year-old daughter for sex with homeless men. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, you know what I'm saying? This is crazy. We have to make sure that we keep in contact with our we just have to make sure that we keep in contact with what our children are doing. It is very important that we know what the hell is going on with our children on a daily basis. Big Mama, back when I was growing up, used to come in my room and search my room just on GP, just to see what the hell was going on and everything like that. You have to get involved in your children's lives, because this thing that we call the internet is basically taking over and teaching our children on what life is about. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we have to be aware of what's going on. There are predators out there. There are predators on Facebook, on this internet. Everywhere you look, there is somebody who's basically looking at you. If not looking at you, looking at your child, okay? So right here it says, Jacksonville Beach mother is being held in Georgia jail after being accused of reportedly selling sex with her 6-year-old daughter in exchange for drugs and money. And allegations of custodial grandmother disputes, okay? Police have also charged two men in the case with capital sexual battery, while at least one other suspect is being sought. Delana J. Nicole, 35, is being held on a child neglect warrant investigation, which began in early January with a tip about the sexual abuse. And Nicholas was arrested in Muskogee County, GA, as a fugitive from justice and will be extradited back to Jacksonville Beach as early as this week. The circumstances of how Nicholas was arrested are unknown. The tip about the abuse came from a homeless man who flagged down a passing police officer and told him what had been going on in the home, says Sergeant Mark Evans, the lead detective in the case. The man said he had been to the home to use drugs in the past and was aware of the abuse. Police launched an investigation and sought the arrest of Nicholas after an interview with the daughters. This is fucking disgusting, you know what I'm saying? How can a mother have a child and want to sell her for sex? I don't get this. Don't understand it. These are the type of people that need to be up under the jail. A child is supposed to be a beautiful thing. A child is a beautiful thing to have, to hold, to have in your life. And here we have people that are selling their child. Then we have another New York woman sells her child for sex to pay rent. This doesn't make any sense, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Fat Man Morning Show. Wake your ass up, Morning Show. Right now I'm about to bring in my co-host. She's here every morning. Like I said, she's here every morning on every topic, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. But we're not getting the phone calls and everybody calling in and, hey, what's going on and what's up and wake your ass up and this, that, and the other. This morning we're talking about something that's very near and dear to your heart, to my heart, and that's your child. And no one else is calling in to say anything about their child or children or children that they know of or children that they deal with. We can't run from this, people. You know, there's an old song that Teddy Pendergrass made back in the day. It's called You Can't Hide From Yourself, because no matter where you go, there you are. We got my girl Tara on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Wake your ass up, Tara. What's going on?
Wake your ass up. Hood morning.
What's going on?
Got them on
morning?
Blast today, huh, Fat Man? I see all these church running around here, so quiet, crickets.
Everybody always got something to say or want to come in and put people on blast and this, that, and the other and everything, but no one wants to call in and talk about this. No one has anything to say about this. No one has anything to say about people selling their children for sex. People selling their children to pay rent. They all know no one wants to talk about these nasty-ass predators and motherfuckers that's on Facebook and this, that, and the other that's half-ass stalking you to see who your children is and going through your pictures and this, that, and the other. You wonder why a grown-ass man is going through your pictures and liking pictures of your daughter and shit like that there and everything. Me being a father makes me want to be more alert, makes me want to be more informed. And things like that makes me want to know the symptoms. So if I see this shit going on, you know what I'm saying, then I can stick my 9mm up a motherfucker's ass and pull the trigger. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. But this is sick. This is deviant. You know what I'm saying? And we all need to come together because, like they say back in the day, it takes a village to raise a child.
Man, I got so many examples for you. I don't even know where to start. But I got to start on a personal note. A lot of people aren't calling in because it's happened to a lot of people, and they buried it so deep down in their psyche that they don't want to remember. A lot of these gay boys that's growing up gay were boys that are gay because they were molested by family members, by people that they know. You know, I can speak for myself. I can't remember how old I was. I was sitting there. I was like 6 years old. I was sitting on the floor, and a family friend said something to me, and I'm going to say what he said. He said, "Come here, little baby, let me feel it." And he reached down, because I had on a skirt. I was a little girl. He reached down, and he touched me. And I remember looking at him, and he was like, "Please don't tell your granddaddy. He'll kill me." And I remember thinking, yes, my grandfather will kill you, and then I'll be guilty for getting you killed. So I never told anyone. So when I got to be an adult, I realized that I was carrying this burden of this fear and this feeling like I was the one that caused it with me, and it was affecting my relationships. It was affecting my capacity to love. It was affecting everything in my surroundings because I had buried it so deep, but the memory was still there. And you got a lot of people that this has happened to by family members. And you got a lot of children that went to their mothers and told them, you know, okay, this person is doing this to me, and the mother, being so hard up and trying to be with a man, will reject the child and say it didn't happen and say the girl is just fast. And that's the part of the black community. That's the logic in the black community. You know, this organization, NAMBLA, and everybody likes these dumbass cartoons, these South Parks and Family Guys. South Park has an episode where Cartman joins NAMBLA. You know, NAMBLA is trying to remove the age restriction laws for them to be able to legally molest boys. And I'm going to take you all the way back to Greece and Rome. In Rome, there's a word called pusio. And pusio, I feel, is where the word pussy comes from. And a pusio was a man that had submitted to the will of another man. If you were a pusio or you were infamy, you had submitted to the will of another man. And pusio means a tender young boy. Also, a chick. So they got people calling you know, pussy and get some chicks, that's some gay shit.
Right.
You know, and
right.
motherfucker, we don't even know it because it's not readily available information. When I was growing up, it was a we had a music teacher. His name was Mr. Mm-hmm. Riley. I can say it because he dead now. Don't rest his soul. Mm-hmm. I was mm-hmm. like, I got a long-term memory. I remember things when I was like 3 years old. I remember it was like I would wake up in these events and then I would go back into my three-year-old mind. But I remember observing that our music teacher would never let the little girls sit on the piano bench next to him. And I used to wonder, it used to make me feel bad, like, why do he always let the boys sit next to him? And I can't sit next to him at the piano because I'm a girl, you know? Mm-hmm. And I pondered this. And when I got older, I found out this man lived right down the street on the corner from me. And he had this right. real big, nice house with horses in the front and, you know, Roman columns, and it was colonial. It was a beautiful house, fenced in. He was a neighborhood child molester. He was molesting all the boys in the neighborhood. He would pay them to come over there for sex. So when the dope mm-hmm. game jumped off, you start seeing the grown niggas really go over there. I used to always wonder why I would see boys going over there. You know, I'm in the third or fourth grade. I'm wondering why mm-hmm. I would always see the neighborhood boys going over where he was molesting all the boys in the neighborhood. These people exist, and they exist within schools. They exist within homes. I mean, mm-hmm. they're here. And you know, it's so crazy that this isn't a big issue. And you had a lot of women that date these dudes. And the dude, I know a girl in Pontiac, she has a daughter. She has a child that was 3 years, 2 or 3 years old. Well, her daughter mm-hmm. had a child by her boyfriend, so they sisters and they cousins. You know? This
wow.
dude was molesting her daughter, and she stayed with him. He got her daughter pregnant, and she stayed with him. The nigga used to come over to see both kids.
Wow.
She had, like, six daughters. She had one boy. She had six daughters. So he lining them up. Who's next?
Right.
He molested
right.
the old one, got her pregnant. But she's so desperate to be in a relationship, and a lot of these women so desperate to be. I didn't trust nah nigga around my kids, and people call me a hoe, whatever the way they want to call me. But if you show me any kind of inclination that you didn't have my best kids' interest in heart, nigga, I'll be by myself. If
right.
you show me any sign of homosexuality or anything shadier that you a sexual deviant, I don't want to be around you.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You gotta
yeah.
go.
Right. Right. I mean, I do have to agree with you. There are a lot of people that probably are listening to this and are afraid to call in or anything or to address this or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know just recently we went through the same thing in my family and stuff like that. And we're talking about someone who's been holding something. I know I'm 45 years old and my siblings are older than me. And we're talking about a person that's been holding something. You're talking about for over 40 years, you know what I'm saying,
yep.
and everything like that. And you wonder why certain people can't function in society. Certain people go through certain shit. Certain people are withdrawn in society and things like that. And we look at it as they're acting funny, and it's not always that they're acting funny. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they're acting funny. That could mean that something or something has struck a nerve to remind
post-traumatic
them
stress
of where
disorder.
Of where they came from, or what
yep.
they've experienced, and things like that.
Yep.
That's just like I said. How do you know where you've been if you can't even trace your own footsteps? If you can't even see where if you don't even know where you're going, how do you know where you've been? You know what I'm saying? If you can't see your own footsteps, you know what I'm saying? That's like saying I can't see the forest for the trees. You know what I'm saying? So how can we guide somebody else, and we've never been guided? We've been misguided. Like they say, we've been misguided, led astray, run amok. You know
ooh,
what I'm saying?
Ooh, wait,
and everything.
Bamboo.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And things like that. And you got these secret organizations going on, like you say,
mm-hmm.
like Nebula and things like that.
NAMBLA.
You got stuff.
NAMBLA, North American Association. NAMBLA, North American.
Oh, NAMBLA, okay. NAMBLA,
North American
okay.
Man Boy Love Association.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And then to go back to confirm what you're talking about, back in the Roman days, that's where the town Caligula come from.
Yep.
Caligula was a town that was nothing but the worst of the worst. That's where, you know, back in the Roman days, it was cool to fuck men. It was cool to lay down with another man and this and the other and everything. Women weren't looked as sexual objects like they are today. Back then, yep. The man was looked at as the sexual object. The little young man was looked at as the sexual object. Where do you think they get the shit Cabana Boy from?
Yeah. Do you know? My husband said something. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh man.
You know what I'm saying? But these are the reasons why. You need to be involved in your son and daughter's life is from day one all the way after the day they moved out. Go ahead. What was you saying?
The word black as a race came from a man named Johann Blumenbach, and it was called The Science of Racism, where he divided the races into five colors like crayon: black, white, red, yellow, and brown. Well, he determined that the white race was pure and superior because the white men were more beautiful than the Ethiopians. The Caucasians were more beautiful than the Ethiopian and more desirable. So what we call ourselves is based on some homosexual shit. The term black as a race is based on this white man who thought white boys were prettier than black boys. You can research him. His name is Johann Blumenbach. It's called The Science of Racism. Scientific racism.
Okay.
You know, a lot of this shit that America is built, I ain't even going to say America, a lot of this shit that the world is built on is based on homosexuality. The word pornos in Greek means a male prostitute. A female prostitute was called porneia, and you see a lot of porn sites called porneia. But
right.
The term pornos, or pornos, as we call them, pornography,
right.
It's based on Greek homosexuality. It's ready information. You can go to the Greek dictionary and type in pornos, and it'll come up and it'll show you. Infamy, to be famous, means to have been forcibly submitted to the will of another man. So that means you're a lesser being within that society. You know, because even when they started voting in Greece, it was about the elite, and the elite were beautiful people. They were relatives of the gods, and you have Zeus, and you have all these children of Zeus, and you had to be of the lineage of Zeus, and that's how they established their dominance in the world, by saying that they were related to these gods, Jupiter and Zeus. Even medicine, the symbol that you see in medicine with the two snakes, that is called the caduceus? It's Hermes' rod. Well, Hermes was a god, and he was a god of flight and wings. But to say the Hippocratic Oath, when you get to be a doctor, is an oath to the god Apollo. You know what I mean? A lot of the things that we live in is based on Greece. And most of the Greece is on homosexuality. The voting. They fought for the right for the elite or the beautiful people to be able to vote. And they would come and they would cast a stone, and that's who it would show that they would vote for. Well, Greece came before Rome, you know what I mean? And before Greece, you had Phoenicia and Samaria. And before Samaria, you had Egypt. So all this shit that we see is based on ancient roots and spells. And to deviate from the subject a little bit, I had a conflict with this girl yesterday. She was talking about somebody had posted a picture of the Confederate flag, and she said, that's ours. The Confederate flag is ours because we're Moors. And I said, yeah, that sounds about right, because the Moors were the slave traders. So it ended up me and her getting into a conflict, and she said something to the nature that she was going to curse me and put a spell on me. And I'm like, boo-boo, you don't know, bitch. I was born on Halloween. I know I'm fluent in that shit too, you know. But it dawned on me. That's why black people, that's why I'm going to say niggas, N-E-G-U-S, because that's our true name. Forget what they say in America, niggas. A lot of what we go through is based on what we say and do to each other. In Africa, when you would get upset with someone, you would basically put a root out on them. You know how down south they'd be like, she put a root on them and buried his drawers in the backyard. Yeah, that shit's real. Meaning a person who is a weak constant, someone can say something over their lives and it'll affect their lives if they're not protected from it. And the grandmamas call it burning bread. So a lot of the things that we go through are we're creating ourselves based on what we say and believe about each other. And it's time for us to govern ourselves. Forget about the white man coming in and ruling the government in America and all that shit. No, fuck that. We need to stand up as a people and take care of our own. We need to hold our own responsible. If you right. got kids, if your homeboy got kids, and he not taking them care of them kids, you his homeboy, nigga, you get in that nigga ass. We need a council.
Right. Right.
Even if it ain't just right. more than your family. Family members need to be held accountable for actions. I can
right.
say I got a sister who's a drug addict, and she steal and do all kind of fucked up shit and let me do one thing wrong. It's this whole big-ass thing, but she steal and do all kind of dumb shit. She cut the pocket out of my grandma's robe and stole her money, and didn't nobody feel no type of way about it. I wanted to whoop her ass, but I would
right.
be wrong. You know
right.
what I mean? But it starts within family because you have them family members that do all kind of fucked up shit, and they sick. Oh, they
yeah.
and they right
yeah.
mind. No.
We want to make excuses for them. We want to make sure
that you know what you're doing.
And you know exactly. You know what you're doing because we've been raised. That's one thing about black mothers and black families and everything. We have been raised to know right from wrong.
Exactly.
So everybody that wants to come up and act like they don't know what's going on now, you know, or like
yep.
they have a brain fart or something like that, they full of shit. You know what
full
I'm saying?
Shit.
One of our listeners right now, Paula Harris, she says that silence is the killer. When you see it, address it immediately and get these motherfuckers locked up. Molestation is about power, not sex. It is the adult's responsibility to protect these. She is very well read in respect. People are feeling what you're saying, Tara. People always feel what you're saying. This is why we get the listeners that we get every morning. But you see, we have to filter people out, when we have to see who's the real
yeah.
listeners and who are the real people who's willing to get out in these communities and give back, who's willing to speak up. I may sit here and talk a lot of shit and have fun on the radio and everything like that, but I was raised to know right from wrong. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And I know what
and you
it
know,
looks
on
like.
The same scenario, I had, like I told you before, I had my first, I got pregnant when I was 14, and the guy mm-hmm. I got pregnant by, he was 19. And how I met him is he used to come up to the high school basketball games, and he would play with my mind. I wasn't getting the attention that I wanted at home or needed or how,
right.
whatever was going on with me when I was 14.
Right.
I was looking for something. I was looking for an answer. My father wasn't around. My grandfather wasn't around. And grandparents were around, but my mother and father weren't. They were working and doing what the hell they was doing. But I was still looking for something. So when that man came and showed me that attention, I automatically fell for it. So
right.
I ended up getting pregnant. And when I got pregnant, he acted like the baby wasn't his because he didn't want to be guilty of messing around with a 14-year-old girl. But also in that same sense, I put myself in that situation. I made that choice. And you got a lot of guys who these young girls mess around with, and then the
mm-hmm.
guy gets in trouble. You know,
mm-hmm.
true enough, he shouldn't
right.
be doing it. But children, these teenage girls need to be made aware of the fact it's your age plus 7 rule. If a
right.
man is your age plus is your age plus 7, that means he's too old for you. These
mm-hmm.
parents aren't teaching. I can say my parents didn't teach me about the dangers of older boys. You know,
right.
I had a guy. It was this guy, and he was the first boy I liked because I grew up with him. I lived in the neighborhood with him. I thought he was nice or whatever, but.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have sex with him. He trapped me and tricked me over his house. One of my friends I grew up with tricked me over his house. I went over there to see him. And so the guy that I went to see left. And so the other guy locked me in the house. And he tried to rape me for hours until I told him if he raped me, I was going to get pregnant. You know what I mean? And he was a few years, he was older than me. He wasn't that much older than me. He was like 3 years older than me. But I was fast at what they call it. But it wasn't that I was fast, it's that I was looking for something outside of myself to make me feel validated, you know,
right.
to make me feel better as a teenage girl. Teenagers
right.
are lost, your mind, you're going through all these hormones and all this
exactly.
stuff. And guys come around, and the guy that tried to rape me was one of the guys that used to be over the man's house that was molesting
mm-hmm.
all the boys in the neighborhood. So it's an underlying sexual deviancy in the black community. And you have a lot
right.
of times where children are molesting children. They get molested
yeah.
and then they go molest another child. You
right.
know? The kids aren't being taught, but they're being taught reading, writing, math, and arithmetic, but they're not being taught anything to protect their psychological health. Because in the black community, mental health and anything dealing with the mind is something don't nobody want to talk about. First time a child acts out, either the child is bad or they crazy. If you right. if you're a child, you bad. If you're a teenager, you crazy.
Right.
You
right.
know? And I don't know right. if that's a knockoff of slavery, because you got to think about it. Look at The Color Purple. They was marrying teenage girls, 13, 14. Hell,
yes,
Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, they were.
The man that the Muslims worship, Muhammad, he married a six-year-old girl but didn't have sex with her till she was nine. I'm not lying. They can look it up if they don't believe me. Think about
mm-hmm.
it. When God supposedly had got Mary pregnant with Jesus, Mary had just had her bar mitzvah. She was 12 years old. So it's a psyche. It's a
yeah.
psyche in the world that it's okay to have sex with kids.
Sex with these kids, yes, exactly. And it's coming across through subliminally through society.
Yes.
This is what we
yes.
talked about yesterday as far as posting things on Facebook and things like that, and don't think that people can't read between the lines. You know when somebody is talking about you or speaking in lieu of what you just said or what you just posted, and you know when this a sexual deviant motherfucker around trying to speak in code, checking out somebody's child or whatever, or letting you know that they are interested in children.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
just,
saying.
Just like
you see the signs. I mean, I'm pretty sure mm-hmm. the signs, the flags go up.
Just like these guys who say, I don't want a woman with kids. Well, shit, most bitches got kids before they turn 18, so what that mean? You stalking the junior high schools trying to find a suitable wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's a lot of dudes out here that do that. You see them in the picture with the black fist raised, with the red, black, and green on, with the dreadlocks,
right.
and all this high hotep and shit, and all this other shit, black power, all this shit.
Right.
And somewhere
right.
in their mind, you got to think about it. Elijah Muhammad had kids by a teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A lot of these religions are the reason that a lot of this shit is happening, based on what people believe. My goodness, in Africa, they cut the clitoris off a little girl when she turns like 9 years old. They cut their clits off.
Thank you.
They cut
so they don't have no sexual, feeling or anything like that, or no sexual urges and stuff like that. They figure they're making them pure for them, and they bringing them over here. That's another thing we was talking about. We was talking about human trafficking. They're bringing them over here to America
mm-hmm.
and selling them as maids and slaves and this, that, and the other. There's white people that still buy black people off of the black market to come and work in their homes as slaves and things like that. And they're getting them as young as 6 and 7 years old so they can
yep.
train them the way they can train them right the way they want them to be and the way they want them to clean up the house and things like that. You know what I'm saying? There's a
but
lot
that's the
going
same thing
on.
What you just said about the mothers that make the children raise the kids. It's the same
exactly.
scenario. It's just on a different coast. You know, it's not about them enslaving us. We enslaving us. I ain't even going to say we. It's black bitches that's enslaving their own fucking children. Case in point, the bitches that's selling their kids for dope. The bitches that's
right.
letting these motherfuckers molest their kids. You know
right.
what I mean? It's the same
right.
scenario. Who are you enslaving? I'm not worried about the white man enslaving me or enslaving nobody. I'm worried about my own kind enslaving me. Because I don't
exactly.
suffer so much shit at the hands of black men and black people. I can't even say what whitey don't did, because it's these niggas just don't did shit to me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being
exactly.
a teenage
Everybody
girl and walking down the street and niggas would call me all kind of bitches because I didn't want to come fuck with them. These would be old niggas. I'm 14, 15.
Right.
I'm a bitch, I'm a hoe because I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what we men, we fall back on when we figure we're not getting the attention and the things that we need. Then it's, you a bitch, you ain't shit, or this, that, and the other. Or you a fat
yeah.
bitch, or you a this, that, and the other. Or you black bitch, or something like
yeah.
that. You know
yeah, a bitch with adjectives. Bitches with adjectives.
Yeah,
bitch
exactly.
with adjectives.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And you know, that's one of the things, you know, and men wonder why women are so standoffish on men today, period. It's not
yeah.
during the course of time and things like that. It was a time back in hell back in the 90s and this, that, and the other, women were more acceptable to talk to a man and things and see what he's talking about and this, that, and the other. It just started recently in 2000, this new millennium,
W.A.
to where shit twisted up. And it's like,
N.W.A., when they poured that beer on that girl, and it was bitch
right.
this, bitch dick, bitch eat a dick, and then it come out that half these niggas gay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? This is something I don't understand, this down-low homosexuality and this, that, and the other. I've seen a movie. It's a movie out. I don't know, probably you've probably seen it, Tara, or something like that, but it was about the men that was down low, you know, and it was based
mm-hmm.
out of Atlanta and everything, and they were down low, and one of the things that caught me in the movie is that the way that they would distinguish each other, they would look at each other and go, hey, you got something in your eye, you know, let me blow it out, you know what I'm saying, you need me to blow that out of
yep.
your eye or whatever the fuck like that there, and these are prominent men that are in society, that are making waves, that are in the music industry and everything like that and stuff like that, that our children are looking up to. And these jokers are basically, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, let's keep it real, you know. It's like, you know, after the show, yo, I'm about to go home and get me a six-pack. He like, yo, I'm about to go home and suck this dick. Well, you go on and suck that dick.
Exactly.
And instead of the other, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. Then you look at that motherfucker and you go, well, damn, how long you been sucking dick, player? Because if that's the case, then you've been checking me out on the down low, or who you been checking out, or I know I've had you around my kids and my boys
mm-hmm.
and things like that. Not saying that all homosexuals are sexual deviants or anything like that, but then again, in today's society, it makes you wonder. It makes you ask questions. The dumbest question
you know,
is the one that's never asked.
You know,
I
research homosexuality because I research issues and current topics, and there's something in the brain called the amygdala. And the amygdala mm-hmm. regulates the hormone output, meaning estrogen or testosterone. And so there's a nature versus nurture conflict on homosexuality. Are people born homosexual or are they made homosexual? Now, nature says that the amygdala, once it's in balance, produces more estrogen in males and more testosterone in females. Now, the nature aspect of it is that no one is born gay, but they're made gay by society, meaning child
right.
molestation or being exposed to homosexual activities.
Right.
So you got to look at that. Like, how does the amygdala get in balance? And it's got a lot to do with ancient inbreeding. Because if you look at it, the Egyptians, the Romans, the Greeks, the English, a lot of them practice marrying within the family. And they say it based on a lot of things that are written down as laws. And they make
right.
these things okay. They make it okay for a daughter to have father, a sex with a father. They make it okay
right.
for a cousin to marry a cousin, you know?
Right.
So in
right.
some
yeah.
people's minds, they say, oh, if they say this in this book, then okay, it must be so. So now you have a generation of a breed of people, and you got to look at slavery. They would make the mother have sex with the son in order to breed a stronger
exactly.
slave. The same
exactly.
thing they do the pit bull.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. If people wonder, you know, I got a lot of feedback from the other day when I reported about when I made that report about the guy that was posted up, the guy that's out there in Atlanta fucking them pit bulls and shit like that there, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be telling people, look here, this ain't something that somebody done just thought up as a fucking bright-ass idea. This is history repeating itself. Y'all don't get, people don't get that deep. They figure just because I do hip-hop and I talk shit and I talk crazy. Look here, I am very, very versed in books, wide range of books. People don't know. Just because
right.
I sit up and smoke weed, don't think that I'm not sitting here reading and doing research. Right. Hold on just a minute, sweetie. We do have one person, like I said, Paula White, that's been rolling with us. Big shout out to her. She's been posting and this, that, and the other, listening to the conversation. She says, we also have to let these babies know it's okay to take your power back. No permission needed. She speaks in your behalf. He molested her, and she should take responsibility. She shouldn't take responsibility for his sick ways. I have boys, and they are not interested in children. She was a child. I meant she should not take the responsibility. That's what she was saying. She said she should not take the responsibility. It was not her fault at all. She was looking for love, not sex. Religion, death, people, hold on, she says, religion and death, people have been shamed into silence through religion and guilt, thinking they are somehow at fault for Pastor Bill, the secret molester, only everybody knows. It says, gay people seem to hate the opposite sex deep down. You know what I'm saying? So she's definitely following us. If you guys are just listening in, you're listening in to the Nigga News right now. You got my co-host Tara Tara on the line and your boy Fat Man right now. You know what I'm saying? And of course, we have Miss Paula White, who's definitely in the chat room, and she's posting up her views on the child predators, these sexual deviants. What are we doing to save our children and everything? You know what I'm saying? And we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with more with Fat Man and Tara Tara and Miss Paula White here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 11 minutes, 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 11
on Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. It's your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, 9:38 a.m., 50 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, the high of 70 today. We've been on the phone with my co-host Tara Tara. Today's topic is to catch a predator. You know what I'm saying? Everybody remember growing up and your mama and your daddy telling you about the monsters and the boogeyman is going to get you. Well, we're talking about boogeymen today that are sexually molesting our children, sexually molesting our daughters, and things, and we need to put a stop to it. One of our people that's been riding with us and in the chat room is my good friend Paula White, and she was saying that I just feel passionate about this subject coming from a place of experience. Listening to your partner speak her story is mine. And we need to end the cycle. Amen, sweetie. Amen. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to do something. This is why I do a morning show. This is why I do shows, period, is so we can teach our people instead of preach to our people. You know, we preach to our people enough about right and wrong and you need to do this and you need to do that and this, that, and the other. But how can you preach to someone if they've never been taught right or wrong? You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my girl Paula White Harris out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. She is a very, very intelligent and one of our activists out here. And of course my co-host who's here every morning, Tara Tara. You know, we've been talking about a lot of things. She just posted up something from a CNN News or CNS News article. Approves a bill legalizing sodomy and bestiality in the U.S. military. I don't know what the fuck that's all about, but we're going to get into that. We're going to bring Tara Tara back on the line. But one of the stories that we have been covering was a woman pleads guilty for trying to sell her daughter for sexual contact. Okay? A Warren woman in Lincoln Park, man, recently pled no contest to their roles in the woman's offering her 4-year-old daughter to a man for sexual contact. Jennifer M. Byers, 25, and Edward C. Reardon, 26, both entered pleas earlier this month in the front of Judge Marcus Swolkacki in Macomb County Circuit Court in Mount Clemens. They pleaded to original charges of child sexual abuse activity using the internet to commit a crime. Each charge is punishable up to 20 years in prison. Byers, who is scheduled for sentencing January 15th, and Reardon on January 8th, both face life in prison. Now, these jokers, now it says, the allegations came to light after the 4-year-old girl's father found text messages on Byron's phone one day before a meeting between Byron and Reardon was to take place. Police said Perry contacted police, and the pair was arrested in October. You know, it's a lot of bullshit going online, on Facebook, on these social media sites. We have to be careful. We have to be involved in our children's lives. If you're not involved in your life or involved in what your children is doing daily, sitting down, talking to your children about stranger danger, who the boogeyman is, especially your daughter, you know what I'm saying? You have to explain to your daughter who the boogeyman is. You have to explain to your daughter you're not supposed to let anybody touch your private parts or anything. And like I said, it's bad when it hasn't been taught in the household. It's bad when the person that we look to for comfort, safety, and for the love is the one that is selling us out. Here, we're about to get Tara back on the line and everything. Tara, explain this post that you just made as far as the U.S. military goes.
It's about it being okay to have sex with animals because they're not humans.
Okay,
you know,
hold on just a minute. It says CNSnews.com, Senate approves bill that legalizes sodomy and bestiality in the U.S. military. Okay? I mean, I'm looking at the article right here. It says Senate on Thursday evening voted 93-7 to approve a defense authorizing a bill that includes a provision which not only repeals the military law on sodomy and also repeals the military ban on sex with animals or bestiality. On November 15th, the Senate Armed Services Committee and unanimously approved S-1867, the National Defense Authorization Act, which includes a provision to repeal Article 125 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So this makes it, like they say right here, so Article 125 of the UCMJ makes it illegal to engage in both sodomy with humans and sex with animals, okay? But this bill has just passed, you know what I'm saying, that legalizes, this is what they say, that legalizes sodomy and bestiality in the U.S. military. This is just fucking outrageous. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Well,
I guess this goes under don't ask, don't tell.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny that you said that about the guy with the pit bulls, because the whole rage on Facebook, oh, white people did this and white people beasts and white people. I'm like, what about the black people that do the same shit?
Right.
It ain't about black and white. It's about human rights.
It's about the human race. It ain't everybody. Everybody wants to tag color on everything. Color ain't got shit to do with it. If you a nasty motherfucker, you a nasty motherfucker. Whether you white, black, Puerto Rican, Asian, Greek, whatever the fuck. If you're, you know what I'm saying? If you're a pedophile, you're a pedophile on every level, no matter what color you is. We're not segregating color today. We're segregating monsters. We're segregating pedophiles. We're segregating people that are committing these heinous crimes against our children. I wouldn't give a fuck. I wouldn't give a damn if it was Jesus. You're wrong. You're wronger than two left feet. And you got to be man enough, and you got to be man enough to stand up. And it's time for a lot of men. A lot of this shit wouldn't go on if a lot of men wouldn't man up and stand up for what's right and not for what's wrong. Not go along just to get along with a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? One of the things that I wanted you to touch on, Tara, is that, you know, we were talking about, you know, a lot of this is from, you know, being lonely. You know, people figure that they got to be with somebody, or you got to be loved to live life. You don't have to be loved or be loved by somebody to live life. You know what I'm saying? And what makes it so bad is when you find in these grown women that don't feel that they can function unless I got a man in my life. I can't function by myself. I can't do nothing by myself. I need somebody here with me. You know, it even says in the Bible that you have to take time to get your own self together.
Yep.
You have to take time to get your own mindset together.
Yep.
And we are not taking the time nor following the rules. You know what I'm saying? A sinner's a sinner. We done all this shit. Right now, the way it looks like, ain't nobody getting into heaven. Hell, going to be a crowded motherfucker. You better bring some water.
It's going to feel just like it feel outside. Everybody think hell going to be hot. It's going to be Hawkzilla that's outside right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Niggas stay hot in Africa. It's going
to
be that bad. It's just a little hot. No, that shit going to be just like it feel outside right now.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to have a lemonade stand. You know what I'm saying? And everything.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
People do things and they justify it and say, Jesus will forgive me and I'm only a sinner. No, motherfucker. That's you. Jesus ain't got nothing to do with that shit. That's your ass.
Right.
God made me do it, and the devil made me do it. The devil, like, shut the fuck up. I ain't did nothing. That's your ass. That's that person. When I said that I partook in having sex with a man that was older than me because I've evolved to the point where I take personal responsibility for my part in everything that has to do with my life. It's not
right.
blaming myself, but it's recognizing my own responsibility and not placing the blame on any other being.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else can validate or invalidate me because I'm fully aware of who I am. I'm fully aware that I'm a being that's capable, and in Buddhism it's called being a Mara or a Tara. You know, and that's
okay.
why I chose the name Tara. That's my real name, but a
right.
Tara, Tara is the highest vibration of self, meaning you're awakened to your own actions. You're in tune with your own mind. In Buddhism, Mara is a tempter that came to Buddha. That's just like in the Bible it say the devil, you know, that came to him and tried to show him all these beautiful women and like leave your path and come do this and come do that. Well, Buddha realized
mm-hmm.
that was just a part of himself. That was a part of his own nature that was attacking him. So when people say the devil, you're that person is the devil. It's not no physical, to me, it's not no physical being outside of self that makes a person does devilish acts. That's them. That's
right.
you. That's you that's doing that shit. Ain't no motherfucking devil coming up and taking your hand and make you touch no little girl. And in
right.
the Roman Catholic, in the Roman Catholic mindset with these molesting-ass preachers, they say, oh, I'm purging myself of my sins. No, motherfucker, you need to be purging yourself of your life. Commit Harry Carey and fall on your own fucking sword. It's not okay to touch no little choir boys because you got a lot of these kids that's looking for God. Because they, you
right.
know what I'm saying, they looking for something, they looking for answers, they look for God, and this man comes and say, oh, I'm a representative of God, and they fall for whatever the person says, and then the child says, okay, God must have wanted it that way. That pisses
right.
me off. That pisses
no.
me off. How you going to use
no.
something that's supposed to be for the good to do all this wrong
to
shit
this.
In?
Mm-hmm. To do
that
all
that pisses
this
me
evil.
Off.
To do all,
to all
of
this,
this bad,
evil.
To do all of this wrong.
To do all this wrong.
And
you know what
and
I mean? That bothers me.
You're using the word of God to get to people. You're using the word of God to convince people once again, to bamboozle people and everything like that.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? People wonder why I haven't found a church home here in Las Vegas yet. Well, my thing is, every time I run into a preacher in Las Vegas, most preachers that I've ran into and met in Las Vegas are ex-pimps, ex-cons, ex-gamblers, ex-this, ex-that, and this, that, and the
trying
other.
Trying to abolish
so
themselves
what
they
think, exactly, you know what I'm saying? So what makes me think that, you know, that you're going to be giving me the word, that you're going to be honest with me? You wasn't honest
mm-hmm.
with yourself until you got locked up. It seems like everybody
mm-hmm.
that usually gets locked up or gets locked up on some shit, they find God
mm-hmm.
in the course of being locked up. You should have had God in your life before you got locked up.
Anyway.
It stopped you from getting locked up. I know everybody's not perfect. I'm not looking for everybody to be perfect. But I get tired of people.
And by your word.
My brother, I use myself as an example. My brother, mm-hmm. who is a pastor now out there in Ypsilanti, Michigan, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect example. My brother is the one who introduced certain things to me as far as smoking trees and things like that and drinking and everything like that and stuff like
now
that.
He
now
he don't do no more and want to judge you.
Exactly. Now he's so religious and such a pastor till I can't talk to him like I would talk to him like me and you would sit down and talk. He tell me his
mm.
ears is too tender because he's a pastor now, and I told him, don't forget where the fuck you came from. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? So now you're going to be a hypocrite and everything like that, and you're the one that taught me how to do this shit. But now
exactly.
you don't even want to deal with me. You want to put me up, you know, you want to block my Facebook page because of what I do out here on the West Coast and everything like that, and you figure that just because I'm out here on the West Coast, nothing is positive.
Judge not, lest you be judged. Ain't that what it say?
Exactly.
Don't it say that?
But this is,
it says, judge not, lest you be judged. And if you're trying to pull the might out of somebody else's eye, you got to pull it out your own first.
You got to pull it out your own first. You got to pull it out your own first. Well, listen, everybody, it's 9:52 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I appreciate you joining me on this topic this morning, Tyra. You've been very, very enlightening. I appreciate my girl, Paula White Harris, who was in the chat room with us and everything like that, who was giving her point of view, you know what I'm saying, and everything. She said, this is an awesome show, shining the light on the first steps on moving forward. You know what I'm saying? So thank you, Miss White. Thank everybody who was rolling with us this morning. You know what I'm saying? I believe everyone should have called in, even you men and you so-called homies that's out there that's listening. You should have called in and given your point of view on this, because it's the man that runs the household, okay? This guy that we were talking about earlier that had impregnated his daughter 6 times, he was the man of the house, okay?
And
he was the man of the house. He was the man that
the kids disease now?
Huh?
Did you? I don't think you read it that far, that the kids have a genetic defect because he had the gene, and then him having sex with his daughter, she had the gene.
Yes.
So now the kids come out, and they really, really messed up.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
They're always genetically messed up. That's what happened. You can't cross bloodlines and gene lines and things like that. Just, we are not designed to have sex with our mothers, with our grandmothers, and with our sisters and things like that. Our genetic gene line will get crossed up, and we will send the baby out retarded. It will send the baby out looking like, back in the day, we'll send the baby out looking like they have a word called a mongoloid. If anybody knows what a mongoloid looks like, it's the cross of genes of people having sex with each other that's in the same family. Perfect example before we get out of here. If you ever seen the movie The Hills Have Eyes.
Yes.
The Hills Have Eyes was based on a family who were inbred.
Mm-hmm.
All the family were inbred. They were inbred, incest, everything, which made them deformed. When they were born, they would come out deformed, deformed heads, bodies, things like that. You can't cross lines like that. We are not animals. We are humans.
Mm-hmm.
When we cross lines like that, we fuck up our genetic background, our genetic creation, the way things are created and things like that. And our children will come out looking like mongoloids. If you ever seen the movie Fright Night, the way those so-called vampires looked, you know what I'm saying? The way those so-called vampires look, that's the way inbred children look when they're born. Large head,
you know,
unusually
large. Tomorrow, I want to put you up on something that happened to me as far as fathers having children and not telling them who their other children are. My first boyfriend was my brother. We didn't have sex because we were young, but the earth ended up to almost a point where I was going to marry my own brother, and that's a whole other topic, and,
That's a whole other story. As a matter of fact, we'll include, with that story, we'll include, what's that, Bobby Christina, because she just married her stepbrother.
She married him? That's my Whitney Houston is my blood relative.
Okay.
So that's
Bobby
a story
Christina,
that hits home.
Yeah, Bobby Christina, it was just all over everything. Sissy Houston didn't approve of it or anything like that, so she went on ahead and married her stepbrother. You know what? People, we appreciate y'all listening to us and everything. You know what I'm saying? For Fat Man and Tara, y'all, we will be back tomorrow at 8 a.m. Well, tomorrow's Wednesday. I usually take the day off tomorrow, but we may just do a special show for tomorrow and everything. You know what I'm saying? So big shout-out. I don't know if this was my man Vic VSP on the phone, but big shout-out to the number of area code 6190142. Sorry we couldn't get to you. We will definitely make sure that we get to you next time. And for Tara and Fat Man, and for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all, we will check y'all out tomorrow. I'll holla. See y'all. Take care of your children and everything, and take care of yourself. We holla back.
I would have been you. I'm so surprised to see the young fine woman that you grew up to be. Your body's banging like a 400 SE. Even your attitude flows pleasantly. I remember when you was just Tanya Hall, a girl that liked to play basketball. As far as I was concerned, you was one of my boys. I never cared about my sex or yours. But if I would've knew the girl that's gone, that you're home from school, and I wanna let you know that I'm proud of you. Even when we was younger, I admired you. That's why I used to always pick fights with you. I remember when we used to call each other names, mimic old TV shows and play those childish games. Like I was your Tarzan and you were my Jane. Can we do that nowadays? And if I would've knew the girl next door would've been you, baby.
Chasing me.